AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Los Angeles, Nick Reiner made his initial court appearance on first-degree murder charges in the killing of his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner. Julie Walker has details.
The 32-year-old did not enter a plea. He was in shackles and a padded suicide prevention vest. Over the years, he's made no secret of his struggles with drug addiction. After court, his lawyer, Alan Jackson, spoke.
There are very, very complex and serious issues that are associated with this case. These need to be thoroughly, but very carefully, dealt with.
Reiner's arraignment was postponed until January 7th. Meanwhile, his sister and brother released their first statement, saying in part, "The horrific and devastating loss of our parents is something no one should ever experience." Rob and Michelle Reiner were found dead at home Sunday. The DA says a knife was used to kill them. I'm Julie Walker.
In Rhode Island, Providence Police Chief Colonel Oscar Perez says investigators want to interview a second person, pictured in a blue jacket and dark pants, seen in close proximity to their main person of interest in the Brown University shooting.
Close enough that we feel that we need to speak with them to find out what they, because videos don't speak. If you think about it, I wish the video could speak and then I'll have the answers that we need to so that we can continue on this investigation. So we're trying to find out exactly what it is and that's why we need to speak with them.
In Washington, former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith has told lawmakers in a closed-door interview that his team developed proof beyond a reasonable doubt that President Trump criminally conspired to overturn his 2020 election loss. That's according to portions of Smith's opening statement obtained by the AP. And four centrist Republicans have broken with House Speaker Mike Johnson, signing onto a Democratic-led petition to force a vote on extending health insurance subsidies. This is AP News. The latest White House adornments. Sagar Magani reports President Trump's added plaques to his presidential walk of fame.
It's another step in the president's efforts to both shape the White House in his image and bend the telling of American history to his own version. A few months ago, the president refashioned the colonnade running from the West Wing to the residence with gilded portraits of all presidents except Joe Biden, who instead is represented by an auto pen. The plaques include calling Sleepy Joe Biden by far the worst president in American history, Barack Obama as one of its most divisive political figures, and Ronald Reagan as a fan of a young Trump. His spokeswoman says the president wrote many of the inscriptions himself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint. Batteries. Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big.